Members of county boards of canvassers don't often find themselves in the political spotlight. That changed after the 2020 election. Take, for instance, Wayne County. There, the process of certifying votes, normally and legally, just formality, turned contentious.
If you don't have an accurate list of voters to start with, how do you know how many ballots are supposed to be tabulated?
You have disavowed your right to even sit in the seat that you occupy. You are a disgrace.
We did our job protecting voters, poll workers, and ballot counters. I am ashamed to witness you failing to do yours.
The stain of racism that you, William Hartman, and Monica Palmer have just covered yourself in is going to follow you throughout history.
Now some Michigan Republicans are looking at county boards of canvassers as potential battlegrounds for the next election, too. This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Some chapters of the Michigan Republican Party are quietly replacing county-level elections officials with loyalists to Donald Trump and those who would be willing to question the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is according to a story that came out this week from reporter Craig Mauger at the Detroit News. He found that in 8 out of 11 of Michigan's largest counties, Republican Party officials are trying to change who represents them on the local board of canvassers.
And listeners might be saying, well, why does that matter? Well, these are the canvassing boards that are in charge of the crucial step of certifying your vote after an election.
Now, is this the state party or the county party making these operative moves?
These are local parties. Primarily, they're the county parties in most counties across the state. In some counties, they're the congressional district committees. And this is a little bit of a higher level than a county party, but it's still kind of a local GOP organization that's in charge of this. Much different than the state party. I mean, a lot of these local parties are kind of volunteers who are just the grassroots of politics who really want to get involved. So it's a different mentality than if you walk over to where I am in Lansing and talk to the people who are at the state GOP headquarters.
Right. Folks will remember that during the 2020 election cycle, the aftermath that happened in later November and in December, in some cases into January, there were a number of public meetings of county boards of canvassers where election results were getting certified that are normally just very pro forma events that were, number one, much more highly attended than usual. Number two, much longer than usual. And number three, much more combative than usual, as some folks who are loyal to Donald Trump tried to suggest that local election results should not be certified. That did not end up happening. All of Michigan's election results did get certified by the counties and the state, but it was looking a little touch and go there for a while. Have you been able to find out if the state party's relatively new leadership has had any role to play in this, or whether it is really just something that's happening within local party circles?
The state party has said that they are leaving these decisions up to the local parties, that this is a local control issue. However, I think an important note on it is, you know, while the state party might not be involved, this is still happening in counties across the state. I mean, this is not just an isolated situation in Wayne County. Where we had in 2020, we had the canvasser there initially refused to certify the elections. That's probably the closest we came in 2020 to a county not signing off on results and kind of throwing that county into a legal limbo. Elsewhere across the state, I mean, we're seeing this occur in Washtenaw County, Wayne County, the list goes on and on, Genesee County. And there could be smaller counties where this is happening and we just don't know. And essentially, to really kind of specify what's occurring, Republican parties are not renominating their current canvasser, usually the person who certified the last election, and are instead nominating individuals, many of whom have, you know, voiced support for Donald Trump's past statements that the 2020 election was rigged, some of whom have extreme views about COVID and the election. So it's a different mentality. It's a different mentality and a different approach to these elections. For many, many decades, these canvassing boards have been a place for both parties to come together and try to protect the stability of the election. The question now is, when you have these newcomers who are being flooded onto these boards, are they still going to be interested in the ultimate goal of reaching a consensus and certifying the elections in 2022 when Michigan elects a new governor, and in 2024 when the next presidential election occurs?
Okay, let's just play this out for a minute. Why shouldn't local county party officials be able to control their own appointments to the Board of Canvassers? Is there an inherent problem with this? I mean, if parties can't even do that, what function are they serving in the process of certifying election results?
That's a wonderful question. And I think it just points to our changing political culture right now. I mean, I talked to Chris Thomas, the former elections director, and he said for much of Michigan's history, the idea was that the parties came together and tried to ensure fairness in the elections. Our kind of election system in Michigan is based around this idea. If you go vote, there's often poll challengers from both parties working together to monitor the process. This canvassing situation, you have people from both parties coming together trying to ensure the accuracy of the election records. The question now is, if one party says, hey, this election system is inherently rigged right now, and the last election was stolen, and we're going to make sure that this isn't stolen again. If that's the approach you're bringing into the canvassing process, that's different than what has happened before. That is not how these longtime canvassers have approached their jobs. They've tried to go there to reach the outcome of certification. If these people start going there to reach a different outcome, which would be to try to block an election, we don't know how that will end up. I mean, it could end up in the courts. It could end up with the state having to intervene. Chris Thomas, the former elections director, said if we have 10 to 15 counties not certify their results, it would be a, quote, mess after 2022.
Time for a short break. We'll have more from Craig when we get back.
Support for Michigan Public's Stateside podcast comes from Lake Trust Credit Union, working to empower financial well-being for Michigan consumers, businesses, and communities. Committed to financial solutions and advice to support people and families. More information at laketrust.org.
Support for the Stateside podcast comes from the University of Michigan's Go Blue Guarantee, committed to keeping a U of M undergraduate education within reach of all Michigan residents, regardless of socioeconomic status. Programs are available for all three campuses. More at goblueguarantee.umich.edu.
When you look at the counties where change has been happening, and you noted that that you were looking at, again, a total of 11 big counties across the state, and you found that change had happened in about 8 of them, are those counties the places where the Republican Party's uncertainties lie? Meaning to say, are these places that are politically important to Republicans getting victories, either within, you know, a statewide presidential election or, I don't know, within state legislative races and things like that?
I think in many cases, yes. I mean, we looked at the 11 largest counties. So in most of these counties, they are battleground areas. I mean, there are battleground areas of Genesee County, where Flint is. There are battleground areas of Macomb County, and Macomb County is kind of broadly a battleground. Those are two places that we looked at. It's interesting, the places where this is not happening, two of them, Ottawa and Kent County. And these are counties where the Republican Party is more establishment based, where there has not been as much of this kind of grassroots movement to censure Republicans who kind of go against the narrative that the election was stolen. In those counties, Kent and Ottawa, this is not occurring. They've pretty much renominated their current canvassers, or everyone's kind of happy with who the Republican Party has put forward. Two very different approaches. I mean, in Kent County, they're basically putting forward the people that are there now. The clerk's happy with what's happening. In Macomb County, the Republican officials there nominated only one person. And this is someone that has said that the election was stolen from Trump and that Trump should have intervened in the 2020 results and delayed the Electoral College from meeting. So you can kind of see two large counties, opposite sides of the state, different histories, two very different approaches to this.
What do you make of the fact that there hasn't been a change proposed for Ottawa and Kent counties? I mean, does that mean that more moderate forces have control of the party processes in those places?
Oh, I would definitely say that's correct. I think in those places, you have people in leadership who are not as willing to kind of push these narratives, at least from what we've seen at the moment. I mean, that could change down the road. But at this moment, the GOP leadership in Kent is not trying to put someone on the canvassing board who is going to come in with this kind of idea that I'm here to find fraud and weed it out and put it in the headlines that it's occurring. In Kent, it's, you know, the canvasser's job normally is to certify the results. You're there to verify the records. You're not there to be the private investigator trying to weed all of this, you know, wrongdoing out. I mean, that's just not what canvassers have traditionally been there to do.
Craig, let's cast this forward a bit. Let's say we get into next year's midterm elections. Maybe there are some impasses at the county level or even at the state level with boards of canvassers. What then? Would you expect to see more election results cases going to the courts?
Yeah, I think there would be two potential avenues for resolving this, specifically at the county level, if you have counties. I mean, it could be some random county in northern Michigan that says, hey, we're not going to certify the results. Or if there are multiple counties saying, we're not going to certify results. What will most likely happen is that the state election officials, the State Board of Canvassers, the Department of State will kind of intervene and take over the county canvass. Now, if that happens in one county, a lot of election officials say, yeah, they can handle that. But imagine if the state has to intervene and try to do the canvass, this process of making sure all the election results are verified and line up. If the state has to do that in 10 counties or 15 counties, that's going to be a major undertaking and will at least cause a lot of havoc. Another potential option here is that the courts will intervene and basically say, hey, county, you know, you can't not certify this. It's your job to certify it. You have to certify it. So those are kind of the two potential remedies. Either one, a lot of election officials believe that eventually these results will get certified. But what happens to the public's faith in the election if this is happening over and over again? And people are now voicing these theories about election fraud, not just from the outside of the process, but are using appointed positions in government to try to make these arguments. We didn't see that as much in 2020, but we could see it more in 2022 with these new nominations.
Craig Mauger with the Detroit News. Craig, thank you so much for your work on this.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And that's the Stateside Podcast for today. I'm April Baer. You can find full Stateside episodes at michiganradio.org. Our executive producer is Laura Weber Davis. Today's episode was produced by April Van Buren with help from Laura. Our theme music is by 14KT with additional music from Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.